Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Americans' confidence in the economy rose to its highest level in more than 5 years in June. The Confidence Board, a New York-based private research group, today says that its Consumer Confidence Index jumped to 81.4 in June. That's the best reading since January of 2008. Consumers' confidence in the economy is watched closely because their spending accounts for about 70% of U.S. economic activity. Let's see how futures are currently trading in Kansas City. July wheat at 713 and a quarter is down 2. The July wheat in Chicago is at 679 and 3 quarters. It's up 3 quarters. July corn, 652 and a half, down 3 quarters. December, 541 and 3 a half, down 5. July soybeans, 1517 and a quarter, up 5 and a quarter. November is 1276 and a quarter, now 76 even, up 2 and a half. July soybean meal, 455.30, up 4.30. July soybean oil, 47.34, now 35, now 34, down 21. June live cattle, 121.50, up 55. August feeders, 148.07 and a half, up 40. And July lean hogs, $100.72 and a half. They're down 22 and a half.
Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave. You know, back from Washington last week, talked to some of the representatives and got mine to vote for the Farm Bill, but some of those other guys, I guess I should have been looking up more people.
You needed to go all over to the House last week to
shake
out a few more votes.
And, a lot of, they'd just taken a break when we were over in the Capitol building, and was only able to catch a couple of them, and the rest of them were back in their offices, and they didn't care to talk to the ones that weren't their constituents.
Harry Reid has an idea. He says, pass the Senate bill.
That'd be all right, too.
Let's go ahead and look at the marketplace today. It's sort of a choppy around market affair. I mean, I kind of feel like this is the sort of action we're going to see all week leading up to Friday.
It's called biding time.
Yeah.
Dave, basically along the way, we come in and they pretty much had overdone the beans Friday and over Sunday night a little bit, and we saw a little bounce back there. But, as we look here at the crop ratings from yesterday, the percentage planted, everything along the way, and our exports continuing to flounder, it's just a wait-and-see game on this weather and what sort of crop we're going to produce because we need to see what those numbers are on Friday to decide whether we need to go up or down from this level.
And what does L&M Commodities believe Friday's reports will reveal?
Well, I think we have to go along with most of the crew. They're looking for 95.3 million acres of corn, beans at 77.9, and the wheat at 55.9. And they're looking for the quarterly stocks to be at 2845 on the corn and a 442 on the beans. You know, those are the average guesses. We don't have a whole lot of different feeling towards those. I guess that we sort of feel that as we look at our crops, at least in our, 100-mile circle, they just look awfully darn good. And we know there's some problem areas around out there, but we sort of question the amount of usage the USDA has penciled in for next year's crop, looking at the share of exports that we lost this year.
Yeah, well, do we get the extra 1.7, 1.8 billion bushels?
That's the big question mark. I mean, I think that we're probably going to be looking at lower prices actually come this fall than we are now as far as new crop corn and beans go.
Yeah, lower prices stimulate demand for sure.
We want them to.
But Where's this livestock number going to come from? I thought the cattle herd was still down.
Yeah, and the wire reports this morning virus in the hogs that's killing the baby hogs seems to be growing rather than shrinking and being contained. So the livestock numbers do seem to be on hold. We were at a seminar yesterday, and we were talking about the livestock, and basically, as we looked at it, they said that, you know, we haven't seen heifer retention, and you need heifer retention to increase the breeding herd to give us more calves, and we aren't seeing that.
And if just a rule of thumb, it takes 2 years to rebuild a herd, and last year we were in a devastating drought and the herd was small.
You know, when you don't have pasture, it's awfully hard to increase your breeding herd. Mm-hmm. You don't have any pasture to put them on. So we're thinking, but we're not seeing that coming into this year as of right now, so we're still 2 years away from that increased beef number.
So the question becomes, when the dust settles on Friday, will futures be higher on the week or lower on the week in soybeans and corn, and why?
Well, I think, you know, basically we're going to go into Friday. We're going to have chopped around. I don't think we're going to be much difference on Thursday than we are here today. I think that we're seeing a little evening up ahead of the report. I think unless we see some positive surprises, we'll be lower.
Will 525 December corn hold pending weather after the report?
Pending weather, yes. I think that would be a number that will find some support. Now, if we see tremendous. And here again, we've got to get after. It used to be the 4th of July. We'd look at the weather at that weekend.
Right.
We're 2 weeks behind as far as our crop maturity and everything here. So we're going to go more towards the 15th to the 20th of July before we really get that good feeling towards how the crop's going to be. It isn't going to be just after the 4th of July this year. But after the 4th of July, if the weather doesn't turn hot and dry, I'm afraid we're going to be in for some skids at that point in time, Dave.
So the risk then to the downside if the weather remains favorable, what is a producer to do from a marketing standpoint?
You know, we've seen a lot of talk, a lot of advisory firms that out there. A lot of them are at the 40 to 50% covered with a combination of cash and options as of right now. And I've seen a lot of other recommendations out there this morning that say they'd like to be 50% covered, probably with puts. And if you're already 50% sold, they'd like to have 25% with some cheap calls above them that way, too. And, you know, we have to remember they have what they call these short-dated ones now, and you can go the September ones that they last through just like a September option, but they're under the December call option that way is something that a lot of the guys are using to get through the weather period to see like that if they think they've sold too heavily and maybe want to buy a call or maybe just want to buy a put for that time frame that's a little cheaper, doesn't cost quite as much.
So a couple of good strategies there. What else should producers be concerned about watching as the summer unfolds?
Oh, of course, there's the biggest thing that's happened in the markets here. It's on the outside. It's looking at what Bernanke says every time he turns around and how the QE program is going to continue and what's going on basically in our economy and the Chinese economy.
Yeah, between him and the Chinese, they really moved the market in the last few days.
I mean, who cared whether Reinder did anything? They were listening to what Bernanke said rather than what Skilling said. So that's a very unusual thing this time of the year in the grain market.
Anything else before we let you go today, sir?
I don't think so. I think, we're waiting into this report. We're going to take and make some moves after it. But for right now, like I say, have something sold or covered, not necessarily in cash, but maybe a few options.
Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks,
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in Newmarket, Indiana. Current tick in the marketplace, July wheat in Kansas City, 713, down 2 1/4. July wheat in Chicago, 681, up 2. July corn, 653, down 1/4, now unchanged. December, 542, down 4 1/2. July soybeans, 15.16 3/4, up 4 3/4. November, 12.75 1/2, up 2. July soybean meal, 454.90, up 3.90. July soybean oil, 47.32, down 23. June live cattle, 121.40, up 45. August feeders, 147.92 1/2, up 25. And July lean hogs, 155, and they're down 40. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.